Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Good evening, everyone. It is an honor and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight on At Home with Victoria, a show where we talk about entertainment, we talk about news, and also we just try to give you really good information that is going to benefit your life and also benefit you in terms of education as well. The young lady that we are highlighting on the show tonight is very, very special to me. I always sort of stumble upon, I think, great people, and especially great people and women who are out there in the world who are trying to make a difference and also not only make a difference in their lives, but really to make a difference in other people's lives. And Terrain Lynch is one of those people. I met her through Facebook, through whoever on Facebook, I don't know, but we had been kind of playing tag with each other on Facebook, and I kept saying, I want you to come on the show. I'm excited about what you're doing. So finally, she and I were able to sort of nail down a date and a time, and that's who we're going to talk to. Terrain actually has a very interesting story and something that I think all of you are going to be able to benefit and learn from. She was diagnosed with cancer. And what's interesting about that, when she tells part of her story, she survived multiple chemotherapy treatments, two stem cell transplants, radiation therapy, and all of that left her speechless for a brief period. So what she decided to do as a result of that, she says, you know what, since I was speechless and I couldn't talk at one time, she decided to basically now to use her voice for something that is very good, but more importantly, that's positive and that is actually helping women and teens out there in the Washington, D.C. area. So with that said, I'm going to bring my guest into the conversation, Terrain Lynch. Darling, thank you so much for being here with me tonight.
Thank you so much, Victoria.
I know you and I, again, have been playing sort of phone tag, and I call it Facebook tag, back and forth. But, again, one of the reasons why I wanted you on here was not simply because I love you to death and I love all the work that you do, but also to kind of tell your story. So pick up your story from, was it when you were in the United States Army as a sergeant, you discovered that you had cancer?
Yes, actually, I was just finished my tour in Korea, and then I was stationed to Fort Stewart, Georgia, and I was a big runner. I loved to exercise. I actually exercised 3 days out of the week. I would exercise in the morning, lunchtime, and then in the afternoon. But I shortly realized that, you know, I just couldn't make it. I was always exhausted. And come to find out, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it's a cancer of the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. And the doctors found out that my tumor was so big, it had wrapped itself around my major heart artery.
Mm.
And it was almost to the point where they didn't think that I was going to make it. My lifespan they gave me to live was 6 months.
Mm.
And through prayer and, you know, all the different types of chemotherapies that I went through, I was able to overcome it.
Well, you know, I am sitting here listening as you tell your story. And, of course, two things that actually come to my mind. And also, one, we get emails in as we do the show. And one of the questions, of course, people were asking and that went through my mind, did you ever have any signs of, you know, of being sick that you actually had the tumor?
You know, there were signs and symptoms, but because I was uneducated about the cancer, I neglected them. Some of the signs that I had was I had several night sweats. And when I say a night sweat, I mean literally the sheets are saturated. You're just soaking wet. Other signs were I had dry skin. The area in which the tumor was in, which was right on my chest around the medial sinus area, it kind of protruded, but I thought that I had bruised myself due to road marches and, you know, weapons training that I had in the military. So there are several signs, but due to, you know, my negligence and not knowing what they were, you know, I just neglected them for several months.
Well, and you and I spoke a little bit yesterday as we were talking about sort of preparing for you coming on the show, and I remember one of the things that you said that sort of stood out with me to that conversation was that you really couldn't believe that this was something that was happening to you, because here you are in the United States Army, you're a sergeant, you're out there, you're a woman, you're doing your thing, and then all of a sudden you get something like this, but more importantly, you were healthy, right?
I was very, very healthy. And like I said, I was always exercising. I was in top-notch shape, could run 2 miles in about 16 minutes. So this, for me, being diagnosed with cancer, I felt like it was an out-of-body experience. Sometimes, you feel like you just want to get out, but you're trapped mm-hmm. inside. But I truly believe in God. I believe in, prayer, and it really worked for me. I think one of the hardest things that I experienced during my treatment was the 2 stem cell transplants, where I nearly lost my life to both of those. During the treatment, I would have to stay in the hospital for 30 days at a time period. I had some of the strongest antibiotics known to man. One of the antibiotics, the nickname is called Shake and Bake, because the antibiotic is so strong, you shake uncontrollably.
Wow.
And yes, and while I was going through the stem cell transplant, I had a blood clot that released to my lungs, which caused my heart rate to go up to 177 beats per minute while I'm just laying there, and a temperature of 107 beats per minute. And at that point, the doctor said, we're going to lose her. Her body is going to shut down. Mm-hmm. And I just remember at that point, I kept saying, thank you, God, for bringing me through this. And if you just bring me through this, I'll do whatever it is that you need me to do.
And, let me just stop you for a second, because there are so many people, and I have to put myself in this category, including myself, when, these major events happen inside our life, and all of us say the same thing, oh, God, if you could please, let me get through this, I promise you. I'm going to do every single thing I'm supposed to do. So I thought that was interesting, because I think when all of us are faced with these sort of life-altering decisions, all of us go to God and just say, oh, please, 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 can
exactly.
you do that? Yeah, but getting back to the treatment itself, what type of motivation did you have to get through something like that day in and day out? That's like excruciating.
It is. It was very, very hard because, number one, to receive a stem cell transplant, they have to stimulate the stem cells within your bone marrow, because they have to do tests. They have to draw marrow from you. I had to get daily shots, which made my whole body just ache. I was on steroids. I had lost a tremendous amount of weight. I was less than 99 pounds. My skin darkened about 4 shades. I lost all of my hair within a week's time frame. I mean, it was just, it was really a wake-up call. And
now,
was
this something that, and this is yet another question. This is a question from a young lady in New York, and she wants to know, was this something that actually ran in your family? Did anybody else in your family ever have this?
Actually, it's not. After researching with the American Cancer Society and with the job that I was affiliated with while in the United States Army, I was a petroleum supply specialist, which, to break that down for those of you all who don't know, I actually worked on an airfield refueling aircraft. And being that I was around all these gas fumes and, gas fields, because gas evaporates so quickly within the bloodstream, I was doing that for 8.5 years. My body just couldn't take it, and that's how I got the lymphoma. Yes.
Well, and too, those words that you just spoke is yet another reminder of about, there's so many people out here in the world, and I've interviewed many of them, who believe that the environment and working around fumes and that sort of stuff doesn't necessarily play a part in your role in health, and the environment has nothing to do with it. But there again, if you're listening and you're one of those people that don't believe that, the conversation that we're having tonight is a clear example of how the environment and what you work around certainly plays a role in your health. And it just amazes me, Terrain, that there are so many people who who don't, who in this day and age, still don't believe something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting. Well, if you are just joining in on the conversation, I want to thank you so much for being here. My good friend and also Facebook pal, Terrain Lynch, is joining us tonight on At Home with Victoria. And I asked her to come by because I thought her story would inspire you. I thought that you would be able to learn a lot from her story when she was diagnosed with cancer, when she was a sergeant in the United States Army. And what she decided to do was not take it literally lying down, but, you know, she got through the chemotherapy treatment. She got through all of these things. And during one time within that treatment, she literally lost her voice and she could not speak anymore. So she made a promise to God. And what was your promise to God?
My promise to God was, if you bring me through this, I'll do whatever it is that you need me to do. It took me from 2002 to 2010 for me to really get it all together. I had tried different things, but it was just one day I was at work and the word enchanted came to me, and I thought it was a beautiful name. I looked up the definition of it. And all day I wrote on, you know, sheets of paper. I really got nothing done that day. And I just kept writing and kept writing, and it came to me, Enchanting Women, and then it grew into Enchanting Women Foundation. And I knew then I wanted to be able to help women. And, regardless if they were in, a devastating situation or even if they were just on their feet doing great things, I just knew that my mission and the vision that God gave me was to be able to reach out to women all across the world and help them any kind of way that I can.
Well, and that is something that that you have kept your promise by starting the nonprofit foundation, and that you continuously do. I've got to tell you, I was super, super excited on Facebook when I saw that you were taking part in the Health Expo in D.C. at the Convention Center. And then I was doubly excited when I saw the pictures that you posted on Facebook. So how did that event work for you?
That was a phenomenal event. It was just, it was amazing. And it was also an honor for the organization as a whole, because we've only been incorporated since last year, June, July time frame. And for us, it was a huge milestone. We're making great strides, and we continue to keep making those strides. It's all about helping the women out there. And I have a lot of great women that's on the team who believe in the mission and the vision, and they back me 100%, and we're just go-getters.
And speaking of that, one of those young ladies is actually there with you right now, so I think now would be an appropriate time to bring her in on the interview. Shay, are you there listening also?
I am, Victoria.
Is she not a dynamic woman or what?
Oh, yeah, she is certainly dynamic and one that attracts her energy just attracts you to want to be a part of it because you feel the sincerity of it, you feel the genuineness, and it is an opportunity and an honor to serve others.
Yes, absolutely. Now, how is it that you met her and got involved with the foundation?
It is so strange. I keep saying it every time I tell someone that it's definitely divine. There was a local charity event that was going on in the city about cancer and trying to give back in the ways of donation. So it was a mutual friend that I met on Facebook, and Terrain accompanied this friend, and we just kind of hit it off. We basically just sat beside each other and was talking about getting something to eat and talking about how such a great event it was. And it wasn't until Terrain shared her story with us that we said, wow, this is great. And she just basically said, well, I'm going to have kind of like a meet and greet, and I'd love for you to come out so I can tell you a little bit more about it. And from that point on, I was bought in. I wanted to do anything and everything possible to make her vision come to light.
And, getting back, Shay, getting back to something that you said about her, when you're around her and when you're in her presence. I certainly have not had the pleasure and opportunity to be around her yet, but I know she has events coming up, and I'm going to MC one of them and also have the opportunity just to meet her in person. But, you know, even through Facebook and even through my exchanges with her and her wall and just interacting with her on Facebook, that spirit, that positive energy, all of that literally comes through. And I've never even met her in person.
Yeah, it's Victoria, it is quite infectious. And it is what they say, you know, if you're around a negative person, you know, you feel that negativity. But likewise, when you're around a positive person, mm-hmm. that exudes the energy and the genuineness that you can believe in. I mean, we live in a day where you can hardly believe what people say, and
yeah.
everyone's a skeptic. But when you encounter someone that is genuine, you kind of know it, and
yeah.
you want to be a part of that, and it's very infectious. So to that regard, it again is such an honor to meet her and,
mm-hmm.
and just the other people that you meet as a result of being a part of the foundation. It
yeah.
is it makes you kind of forget what you have going on in your personal life and
yeah.
want to make you give back.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of giving back, I commend you, Shay, also for being a part of the foundation and you ladies getting the word out. But something that struck me in the conversation because, Terrain, for some reason, I thought this foundation has been up and running, you know, literally for about 4 or 5 years. So for you to have started that, was it last year? I mean, look at all the progress that you have made. That's awesome.
You know, and I couldn't have done it without God and you know, just continue to have faith in the ladies that are on my team. They are phenomenal. And I always tell the ladies, it's not my organization, it's our organization. It's the women's
yes.
organization. And
yes.
we are the voices of women. So we always do everything as a combined effort, and I always like to take input from women. And, you know, we try to do whatever it is we can do.
Yes. Well, and certainly from your website, you can certainly what one thing I love about your website also, you have your vision and your plans laid out in writing. So, you know, make no mistake about what you're trying to do. It is actually there in writing. And with that said, I also want to mention that we do have all of the information in terms of all three of your websites inside our chat room. I would like to say hello to Linda Johnson, who is one of our regulars, who's listening and typing inside the chat room. Also, hello to our beautiful friend Cheryl Wood, who is the founder and CEO of Mom's Best. Cheryl's got some really good programs coming up, too, so make sure you check out her Facebook wall because she always has something going on. And also, the one and only Barbara Dixon is joining us. I want to thank Barbara. Barbara is Button's grandmother, and in fact, Button's. We're going to play her song a little bit later on, actually, when the show is over. So, and I just also want to say hello to all of the folks that are not inside the chat room and the guests who are listening. I do appreciate that as well. So, thank you so much for taking part in the show tonight and joining us. And again, who we are actually talking to this evening is Terrain Lynch, and she is a breast cancer survivor. She tells her story quite well on her website, so make sure you visit her website and check out her story. And also, if in fact there's any way that that you feel like you can help, then certainly the website's going to let you know how to do that. But Cheryl Wood has mentioned inside the chat room that she met you in 2010. She had an organized event to feed women in a shelter in D.C., and she says that you inspired her and that she heard about your story there. So Cheryl Wood, and there's so many other women, Terrain and Shay, on Facebook, who just simply adore you, but more importantly, love what you stand for and what you're doing.
Oh, that's a blessing. And I like to make a there was a slight error. I didn't have breast cancer. I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a cancer of the lymphatic system,
mm-hmm.
which is a sister cancer to leukemia. So
right.
it was that's the type of cancer I had. And I just want to thank everyone, you know, for, you know, the kind words that you said about the organization. It is so appreciative. And like you said, we do have events that are coming up. to make.
Now you guys
get.
you guys are going to talk about an event that you've got coming up very soon. So go ahead and talk about that.
Yes, actually March 10th we have an event at the park, and we have a couple of people that are going to be coming through. We have Edwin Azen from Heart and Soul Magazine who'll be there. We have Sydney Harrison who'll be there. We have Dick Gregory's daughter, Ayana Gregory, who will be present for that event. We have a great lineup. Guy Lambert's going to be hosting the event. Hopefully you're going to be there. So we have a great lineup. The event starts at 7 o'clock. It's for a great cause, and we're asking those who do come to the event at the park next Thursday, March 10th, the donations that we would be things like toiletries that women and young disadvantaged teens could use. Soap, lotion, fingernail polish, purses, little trinkets that we can, you know, make little gifts, you know, just little things that we can give out.
And namely because, Victoria, we found that while we help the homeless shelters, there are a lot of our homeless people that do not go to shelters for various different reasons. A lot of the women don't go because they've been victimized again once they get into these shelters. So what we'd like to do while we're trying to persuade them to get into safe shelters is to give them some type of toiletry supply bag so that wherever they go, they can brush their teeth, they can wash their hands, they can use some of the things that we take for granted like baby wipes and lotions to keep themselves clean because, you know, in this economy that we are, everyone, almost everyone that I know, is one paycheck or even less than that away from homelessness.
Yeah.
And if you are put into a position where you don't know where you're going to go, the things, the very small things that we take for granted, like water, becomes very major all of a sudden. So we want to be able to, you know, at this event, collect any and every possible thing. Nothing is too small that's clean that we can donate and put into a gift bag to just pass out on the street for those who are looking for a hand up.
And you know, Shay, you you're very right, and it's something that I always have to remind myself too. When you talked about that there are a lot of people who simply, you know, for whatever reason that need help but do not go to homeless shelters. So, you know, you've got this whole population of folks out there that don't go to homeless shelters but also need every single thing that folks in homeless shelters get. And I always forget about that, so I'm glad that you reminded my listeners as well as myself about that. You're so right on about that.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. We definitely want to bring an awareness to that because you don't know a situation until you or someone that you love is a part of it and you become a little more passionate and understanding as just instead of just walking by.
Exactly. So if both of you could, or Shay or either one of you, could just give me the name of your website, although we do have all the website information inside the chat room, but just, you know, to verbally say it for our listeners, that would be great. So if people want to find out more information. I know you're also on Facebook. Are you on Twitter as well?
We're not on Twitter yet, but we're heading in that direction.
And tell us the name of your website.
The website is www.enchanting-women.com. Again, that is www.enchanting-women.com.
And I certainly would recommend that all of you take the time and opportunity to go and visit the website because, again, you're going to get the information about telling her story. But also on the website, and I happen to have it up now, it's going to give you information about upcoming events. There's a very cool photo gallery, a military tribute, just media there, and also contact information on there as well. And if you really like the website and you're interested in advertising on the website, there's a link for that on the website as well. It's a real, very pretty and sort of feminine website terrain and Shay that I wanted to mention. I love the colors inside the website. So don't forget, they've got an event coming on. And also, if you are on Facebook, I would encourage you to find her on Facebook and add her because pretty much every single thing that she does It's always on her wall on Facebook. That's where I kind of keep up with every single thing that that she is doing. So, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being here. I told you that once you start talking in these shows, the show is over before you know it. So can you believe
yes.
that you're actually, it's almost 8:30. I told you, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And thank you so very much, Victoria. This is such an honor and an opportunity that we don't take lightly, or nor do we take it for granted. We appreciate you taking time to speak with us and share our story with others. And we thank the listeners for their questions and their interest and definitely their support.
Exactly.
Thank you. Well, it's something that Michael Kay, my entertainment co-host and also producer, says all the time, and I really believe it and feel it within my heart. At Home with Victoria is really a show where I really literally want you to feel like you're at home. So anytime you've got some major events or anything going on that you want to share with the public, or if you want to, you know, talk about it, then you are always more than welcome to come back on the show. It's just a matter of a phone call or an email, and both of you certainly know where to find me. So God bless you, and I look forward to being at the event. And thank you for taking the time to come on.
Oh,
thank
my
you
pleasure.
So much,
my
Victoria.
Pleasure.
This has been a great experience. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, we certainly aim to please here on the show.
We're pleased.
Good night.
Thank you.
Organization Enchanting Women, they just do such a great job. So I want to take the time again to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, Barbara Dixon. Thank you, Cheryl Wood from MomsAreTheBest.net. Make sure you check out her website. She's got an event coming up, and also the one and only from North Carolina, Linda Johnson. So, Linda, thank you. And also I want to thank Michael Kay for producing the show tonight and myself. We are actually going to end Victoria, At Home with Victoria, with one of my favorite artists, and that's Buttons. And Buttons has been on the show before, and we had the opportunity to have her CD first released here on At Home with Victoria, which is called Move Your Feet. So I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us. And again, we're going to end with Buttons, Move Your Feet.
Throw your hands up, throw your hands up, throw your hands up.
One stage music.
Going hammer.